You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clutch to fuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret
it? Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
All right, what's up? This is a special episode of You Know What Dude from wherever the fucking Montemonium, shittiest name ever. Megumi's Comedy Club on the road. I promise you fuckers that I'm going to start doing these on the road, getting comics you don't get a chance to hear and people you don't get to hear who don't live in New York. This could go horribly wrong. I don't think it is. I think we were actually talking before the show, and it was pretty pretty spicy. Spirited. What? I said spicy because he's Indian. Umar. So let's go around the room counterclockwise and introduce yourself to everybody. You first.
I'm Umar Khan.
Great fucking Star Trek name.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
I'm not Indian. I'm Pakistani.
Yeah, I know. But for my fans, you're Indian.
Okay.
I
don't, cool.
I want them to
for
listen.
For my core audience.
I want them to give you a shot.
Okay.
Right. Don't shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, I got a couple black guys on. You're Indian on this one, okay?
Okay,
I can't overload them. Two black guys and a Pakistani. What the fuck?
Right.
And a liberal? all right, who's next?
I'm not a comic.
You're not a comic, but...
But I love comics, and I kind of do some things for them. My name is Brian.
Yeah.
But most people on Twitter or wherever, Instagram, may know me as the comedy artwork guy.
Yes, comedy artwork, which is one of my favorite artists. Everybody knows on my show, I love art. I love artists. I love comic book artists. I love especially artists who are into comedy. And your stuff, your art has caught my eye for a little bit. I always loved it. You finally did one for my tour with me and Stavros from, I think, I don't know
how. That was just a sketch. I need to finish it up, but yeah.
God, I love it. I was The Incredibles. It was great. I kind of want to get into that after we introduce everybody because I find it fascinating when two things mix, you know. Yeah. Like when rock and roll mixed with comedy or art mixed with comedy. I hate when spoken word mixed with comedy. That makes me literally want to fucking throw up in my shoe. All right, who do we got next?
My name is Valance Michael.
Jesus Christ, you're so hot.
Thank you.
No, your microphone is really loud. God, you got that deep voice, dude.
Just today.
Yeah, oh, really? Just today.
Yeah, this is my
really.
My,
you're putting
my smooth jazz voice. It's the bass man.
Jazz a white thing?
Not at all.
I thought smooth jazz was the shitty jazz.
Yeah, I thought that's what the white people.
There's no lyrics.
That's because people music. Associate it with Kenny G.
Right.
But there's definitely
that's the only smooth jazz guy.
That's
only
okay. Got you. Okay.
Well, what's your name, dude?
Valance Michael.
Valance Michael. What?
It was Presley. Valance Michael Presley.
Why don't you go with the whole thing?
All right, dude. I didn't want you to be like, fucking say a paragraph. Just describe yourself. All right, Valance Michael Presley.
I mean, it's such a great name. You have Valance. Yo, what's up? Give it up for Valance Michael Presley. That sounds cool as shit. That's what every black guy's been trying to create. Earthquake, thunder. You guys been trying to get that type of name for so long. I mean, that Valance, Michael, and you could just say Valance.
It's sexy.
You could just chop it off and go, yo, give it up for Valance.
Valance the comedian.
You got to put the DA.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that at all.
Why?
Or Lil Valance.
Yeah, I hate that.
Lil Valance.
LOL, crying emoji, laughing emoji.
It's like,
that's the whole
what was I before comedy? Valance the black guy. Like, was Valance that? The comedian.
Did you really have that? No. Well, I you're a big boy. You're a big kid, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, what do you do? Well, I mean, but you're a nerd, too, which is funny.
I heard that a lot.
You're a fucking nerd, and you're a big kid.
Yeah.
You can really hurt somebody. I can see it by your shoulder blades. right?
Yeah, I'm not a fighter at all.
It, but it's a you're yeah you are weird.
I'm a good pusher. I'll push the shit out of you.
That's all it takes, man.
It is. Right. I'll push up against a wall somewhere, man.
Absolutely.
I love a nice push fight. Like, fuck push. You, no, fuck you, absolutely. No, fuck you. Yeah, they're just different inflections of fuck you. No, fuck you. Right. Fuck me, fuck you.
Take the high note.
hopefully,
fuck you.
Right. Hopefully someone comes to break it up.
I know, Balance pushes people, and then he starts looking around hoping a bouncer comes to pull
like,
him
please
apart.
Please come break this up. I don't want to go any further. That's all I got.
He does a great Biggie impression, too.
Oh, let me hear it.
Oh, I'm not nasally today. Oh.
Dude, that sounds like me jerking off. I can do that. Ugh. Oh, it's me like eating donuts and coming. Mm. Oh. Oh, how does it go?
Oh.
Do you have terrible. To do the at the beginning?
Yeah.
You oh, can't it's like even a start segue, right?
Okay, good.
I like green juice.
All right, let's get back to let's get
Saturday
let's,
night.
Let's move on.
Listen, yeah. Hang on one second. Sorry, I'm sorry. He set tried. You up.
He did.
I did. I'm sorry.
For
man.
Failure.
All right, let's go. Let's move on.
I'm Jason Williams, born and raised Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh,
and yeah.
You're proud of that.
I am. Very
good,
proud
man.
Of it. Yeah,
I like
yeah.
that. I like when people are proud of where they come from.
Absolutely.
Most comics are like, dude, I got to get out of here.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good, man.
Things are good.
And of course, we have Stavros Halkias. Who's my little baby boy, my buddy? Well, not for me. Yeah. I mean, your portion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Tim Dillon's rearing up.
Oh. All right.
You want to hear about the Illuminati all day?
I do. I'd let him. Better than hearing about your fucking Bernie Sanders horse shit.
People, you have to respect everybody. The victims are the victims, dude.
I'm all right now.
Are you?
No,
okay.
Of course not.
I was gonna say you're on four more dates.
Now that
would make me. Here's the deal: if I was doing like a huge arena tour, mm-hmm. I would literally put the money in front of you to give up your values. I would give you that option.
How you'd. Much?
It would have. I don't know. We'd have to negotiate, but you'd have to wear a Trump shirt or hat.
Okay.
No, but you'd have to wear it in pride. Like, you'd
right.
walk up
right.
with a flag. Mm-hmm. You'd walk up with a flag, and your opening joke would be like, yeah, we won. Fuck you. Deal with it.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of guys on the show today. Let's try not to talk over each other. It always happens, but you guys seem to be all right. Anyways, we're here in Baltimore. This club is fucking ridiculous in the light. It's beautiful in the light.
Mm-hmm.
At night... When people don't show up, it's awful. But listen, it just becomes a shitty open micer. But no, this is one of my favorite clubs to play.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. When I remember first coming here, I was like, what the fuck did I get myself into? Mm. You know, but it's become one of my favorite clubs to play.
Because mm-hmm. it used to be a dinner theater, right?
It used to be a dinner theater, but I've always get anxiety playing coming here because of the stage is very high. It's a big stage, mm-hmm. And the laughter goes up
yeah.
and goes away,
mm-hmm.
so you never really can tell
how you're doing.
So you have to like psychologically have to kind of gauge yourself and readjust your expectations in your head and know that okay, I'm looking at them, they're laughing. Not that I, because when I'm at the Cellar, dude, there's a rhythm you get into when that fucking ceiling's low and that shit's popping. It's like mm-hmm. you're in that groove,
right?
And you know when to go, when not to go. When the laughs go up, you're almost like, did you guys get that? You're
yeah.
like, I'm seeing you laugh, but
yeah.
I'm not hearing it the way I'm used to hearing it.
Your time
that
is off.
Pop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I do. I love this room. And it's always a mixed crowd. I always get a table of black people that have no idea who I am.
But they're laughing their ass.
But when they leave, they're like, you were real funny, man.
Are you a funny motherfucker?
Oh.
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 Oh, now you're
funny motherfucker. Oh.
What we were talking about that before is that I really believe that black people have the best sense of humor. They've mm-hmm. been through so much tragedy.
Absolutely.
They've been through so much. Because we were talking about this, the clip of the teacher, right?
Yeah.
What explain that?
There was a Baltimore City teacher. She was a South African, a white South African.
You have to say that.
You gotta put
yeah.
that in there.
A yeah. white South African. She got mad at her students. They were like not listening to her.
Can you not say white like it's a bad thing? Like you're saying the N-word? Because I'm white and I'm actually proud.
Hey,
I'm proud to be white. Not that proud, but proud. Yeah, I don't want to raise my hand proud, but I'll what keep my hand.
She was an Aryan South African.
Yeah, he's the way he said what? She was white.
She was a white.
She was sent here to make America a great again. And
no, she was distressed. She was a teacher.
She was a teacher. Her kids weren't listening, and she yelled. She yelled something like, "If you guys don't come to school, you don't listen. You're gonna end up another."
Do you want to say it?
Yeah, some of these guys say it.
Can nigger. You, Val, you say it?
You the N word.
Well, what if I said
another nigger shot? Something
yes,
like that?
Yeah,
shit.
You're gonna end up another,
like that. You're gonna end up another nigger shot.
I just can't say it. Because I'm developing a TV show, and I don't want this.
Oh, right.
I don't want them to take this out of context.
Absolutely.
No, in this day, they'd be like, yeah, they play that clip. He's well,
Bobby, I was taping earlier. Well,
yeah, development wants to see you.
And then they edited the clip of how, like, walking out with, like, a Trump shirt on.
It's just bad.
Well, here's what happened. The teacher lost it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She lost it. It's a rough school. The kids weren't listening. And she lost control. And I work with juveniles, and look, they don't listen sometimes. You know, I was a juvenile, and if you showed any weakness at all,
oh yeah,
fuck, you're done. Yeah. And she showed weakness by she pushed it, and you listen to me or what?
Yeah.
Oh, and they said or what?
Yeah.
And she had no or what?
No. She had no out, so
except
yeah.
for the N-word,
yeah. Right?
Right? She
she said get out. Nobody left.
Nobody left.
Like, right?
But she exactly. So she thought she was going to shock him.
Right.
And no, you think that's what I think? No,
who's talking? Oh, you.
I think she just lost it. Like you can tell that she was like just
hit a threshold,
going nuts, and she was in a rage.
Think about what
no,
she said.
I think she was coming from a good place where she just like, I don't want you kids to be another nigga shot in the corner.
No,
that's
I agree.
How I took it.
I agree.
Right?
She just said it.
It was with love.
Shitly. Yeah, it was with love.
Yeah, it was absolutely.
Hey, but what's a different way of saying that?
A don't different be a like statistic, like a more PC way of
yeah,
saying
yeah.
that.
You're going to end up another African American in the grave.
Yeah. You're going to end up like your forefather.
It's your yeah. forefather's right.
No, your
yeah,
forefather.
You're like your father.
No, your fourth
father.
Father. Right.
Your father's no,
your father's father.
Father.
Right.
No, your brother's 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 father.
Yeah. Don't end up like Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Just Jimmy.
I like Jimmy better. LaMarcus was too. You know,
it was too over the top. You were reaching at that point. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Daquarius.
Daquarius.
Who the fuck is Daquarius?
I was like a black guy named Scott. I think right. It's just funnier.
You can't trust him. He's a DA agent. You got to tear his shirt over. Motherfucker's wearing a wire, man.
He's
Scott, really? Who the fuck you working for?
The whites.
Like BGE. BGE.
Oh, my God. So anyways, this lady snaps. She loses it.
Mm-hmm.
She says that. And
lost her job. Only her job, her teaching license.
But right after, this is why even the black kids, when she said it, they laughed.
Yeah.
Do you understand? White kids would have been like, oh my God. Black kids were like, what the fuck did you just say? It's like, I remember watching Star Wars, and the latest one, and when Han Solo got killed, only black people in the audience went, ha, that's what you get. You should have kissed Leia instead of giving her a hug, you piece of shit. It's like there's sense of humor. Black people have such great senses of humor, man. If it's funny, they're laughing.
It doesn't matter.
Because we've seen worse. Like, you could say some funny shit that's fucked up, but there's nothing more fucked up than our actual lives sometimes. So it's like, I'm going to laugh at whatever goofy shit you can come up with.
Right. Like Balance. Remember that thing that happened? You have that show. It's called...
Unarmed Comedy.
Unarmed Comedy. Because the premise
All
of the
jokes
show
matter.
Is you can't use any... You can't use material. You have to come up with all new stuff. So it's called Unarmed Comedy. And the poster was a black guy with his hands up.
Isn't that called improv?
Yeah, pretty much.
I love that you just reinvented improv. It's called crowd work, and it's done on CISO by Jay.
What an open mic should be, but nobody does it.
Do you really think that?
What?
That an open mic should be just improvisation.
No, no, no. It should come from somewhere, but it shouldn't be just
no, I'm not. I pose that question to you in an aggressive way. It's just my nature. I really do have to work on my tone. Sucks. I have shit tone.
Tone
I know tone is there, but yeah. I grew up with that. That's a Boston tone. It's like, absolutely. Go fuck yourself. What are you doing? You want ice cream or not, asshole?
Right.
It's like, fuck yourself. Why are you being an asshole? I'm asking if you want ice cream. I'm buying you ice cream, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, I mean, that's an interesting thing that you say that. Not to get off too off topic, but it's interesting that I don't care that you don't care. Are you too used to being in the fucking teacher's office, the little den you guys have? I don't know.
The
teacher's lounge, yeah. That's interesting, though, because an open mic probably should be a place up where you just make shit up.
Make shit up.
Well, not make it up, but come have a premise that you've never done and fuck with it and bomb. And work through it or succeed.
It's a better way to learn. Especially, you know, you go to fucking open mics and it's just mostly comics anyway. You're going to do your fucking act in front of the people that already seen it. So
it
it's
depends,
just like take that
man.
Opportunity to just...
I think you should probably do new stuff. You know what I mean? I think it's new jokes you haven't tried. I think you should come prepared. Because if you're doing crowd work, what are you doing? Like, imagine if you're at an open mic, it's all your friends. Like, hey.
Yeah. It's not going to work anywhere else.
But then it just becomes a circle jerk. Like...
Exactly.
But I don't know, like, when I go to D.C. and do a mic, like, go to a place like Big Hunt, and it's called an open mic, but it's pre-booked.
Right.
There's, like, 60, 70, sometimes 80, 100 people in the audience. I'm not going
to
fucking... I'm not going
to
fucking go up and do new material.
But
why?
Let me ask you a question, though.
But that's not an open mic, though.
Can I tell you
something? It is an open... It's booked as an open mic.
Yeah, but it's not an open mic. You're making it a showcase because you're doing your best shit that you know works.
Right.
So if you're going up at an open mic, which is should be a safe place, and you're training the audience that this is where we do new shit, and bombing is okay, and if you come to this show, you're going to see people not do well. You're going to see people come. You're going to experience magic, new shit happening in front of you. You train the audience for that. But most audiences, you know, when you have a club and you start filling it, you want to make that money.
Yeah.
Right.
And you start, it's now that's a paid gig. You probably get a couple bucks. The guy who runs it gets money. And now you want to make it a good gig. It's not an open mic anymore. It's a fucking show. It's an actual show. That's what open mics. And I don't believe in going up totally and just making shit up because that can be an unhealthy habit. Because when your crowd work becomes better than your jokes, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to be, everybody's going to love you, always going to kill, but you're going to get, you can be fucked, you can be stuck in
and,
that.
And you can almost be two different comics.
Yeah.
It's totally different from your jokes.
Yeah.
Your crowd.
You had that problem?
I had that problem.
Now?
Yeah.
Really?
I got into a point, so my kids were born in 2011 and then 2013. It was one of these situations where once they were born, I wasn't going out as much because I wanted to be home with them.
Right.
But I was still accepting paid work. But I wouldn't want to go back to a club that I had been at and do the same hour.
Right.
So I would go up and start riffing. And it was smashing so hard that once I would try to transition back into an actual joke.
Your jokes couldn't.
It would be such a drop off.
Yeah.
So I even stop and they can say, I'll go up and do an hour now.
Yeah.
And I'm just talking shit.
Yeah. When you headlined my show, you just talked shit the whole hour.
And
the whole hour you did crowd work. It was insane, but so funny.
Thank you.
But now, that's a hard thing to get into because now, how do you transition? Because that happened to me, too, a long time ago where, you know, I can dip into that crowd.
And stay there.
I can dip in there and stay there. Mm-hmm. You bang you, and I had a way to I could tie it all together.
Got
and you.
You
the whole show.
Oh, for
and
sure.
And that's a show. And then you walk out. They're like, that was the, and like even your fans are like, dude, what the fuck?
It's like it was tailor made.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is that bad? Is that because I think in the business there's no place for it.
You'll
never make money off of it, and even later as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Club owners are going to be like, look, man, because what if it doesn't go good? You have no options.
Right. And it's one of these things where, like, I have stuff to dive back into, but the energy just never matches up. It might be one or two jokes that hit as hard, as that. But I mean, since it's like in real time, and I'm saying it for the first time, so it's funny as shit to me. And they're feeling that energy from me.
Yeah.
So everybody's in that, like, that space, and it's just like, you know, it's
that's
that
a
magic
tough one.
Yeah.
Because it's like you have to make that decision. Who am I going to be? Like, what type of comic am I going to be?
Absolutely.
And are you going to be the guy who does crowd work? Who, I mean, I'm telling you right now, people might come up to you, that was great, and you know, oh, you did my whole show, but people are going to be like, ah, fuck him. Because they know, comics know how hard it is to come up with a joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then to come up with a joke that kills, and it's then to come up with a 20 and then a half and an hour that is fucking killing on jokes, on your, you know. And absolutely. Then you go up and go, what's up, motherfucker? And oh, nice shirt. And then and then you just fucking annihilate it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
oh, absolutely.
That's a tough, this is a tough spot to be in.
It is.
You know? I used to tell him, I had to go back and learn how to tell a joke. And I think I found a way to make where they don't know if I'm fucking around, when I'm fucking off. When I'm dipping in, and when it's a joke, and when
absolutely.
I made it up, you know,
it
maybe that's
to get seamless.
Seamless. Maybe that's what you got to do,
right?
And that is going to that open mic and sitting in your jokes.
Oh, for sure,
and
which
keeping
I do.
Your fucking mouth shut.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's
times when I force myself to not touch the crowd.
Yeah, you should do that.
And if it sucks, it just does.
Yeah.
But then I'll make a joke about how bad it went.
Right.
And then that pops.
Yeah.
And then sometimes that somehow turns into an actual joke.
It's amazing how that always works.
Yeah.
Acknowledging you just fail a little
bit. Well, it's psychological shit, man. It's you're just telling people. They're sitting there going, oh, boy. And you go, I suck a dick, huh? That one sucked. And they're like, oh, thank you so much.
Right.
I mean, that's the essence of what we do.
Yeah. Providing relief.
Is we're telling them what they think but can't say.
Absolutely.
And we're saying it for them at our expense sometimes,
right.
So, anyways, go back to this lady. You say she should be fired.
I mean, I think if you are a parent and you send your kids to...
I am a parent.
Are you a parent in Baltimore City?
I'm a parent. I have the luxury of having a lower school or the best school in the country.
Yeah.
Literally here and here, a couple blocks away from each other. So I have to make that decision soon.
Yeah, but this is... I mean, Baltimore City schools are just way different.
Is it really?
Yeah, I work in the school system. Like, it's intense and it's really bad.
Yeah.
The first day my brother went to middle school, he's a fifth grader, basically. You know, summer, he's come back from Greece. And some kid...
You always got to get Greece in there, don't you?
Some kid...
yeah,
some kid who, like, failed... You know, it was Southeast Middle at the time. Mm-hmm. Some kid was, like, 17 years old but still in eighth grade. Just followed him to the bathroom and was like, hey, yo, I like your pants. He was like, thank you. He was like, give me your pants. Yeah. And then my brother had to run. Some guy tried to rob him of his pants. His first day of middle school.
Another kid?
Yeah.
Another kid. He was 17, but he was like a remedial.
But he couldn't even fit the pants, right?
Yeah, he just wanted to steal. And another person got stabbed for Pokemon cards.
Right.
No, I can see
dude,
that.
I had to, a teacher brought a kid to my office and I had to counsel him. I was like, what'd he do? And he was like, he just keeps calling kids faggots. A second grader.
Yeah, but was he in a room full of, was tight. He like a knitting class with all men?
Good word economy.
Yeah, he was in a knitting class.
So
then I'm talking to him. I'm like, hey, so come on, man, what's going on? Like, and I was like, Why are you calling this kid a faggot? He's like, because he keeps cussing. Like, that was his basis.
What, is he swearing?
Yeah, and he doesn't like when people... Because his parents taught him not to swear, but because
he called him a faggot.
His parents call everyone faggots all the time.
It's
he
not his parents,
think
it's his dad.
Say,
it's the moms don't go moms don't go look at that faggot.
Yeah, they do. I hear it in my school.
All right, well, the joke would be... but the literal fucking analysis in the pie chart you have, you cunt, would be... They do what they hear in the school. But go ahead, you do your thing, I'll do my thing.
They've been fighting all day. They've
all
been fighting.
Day. You know that season of The Wire that really fell into the school system?
Yeah.
All right, so my teacher, Edward Burns, is a writer on that show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was.
And was a writer on that show. Yeah. And he was my teacher when I was in middle school.
Right.
So a lot of the shit he wrote in there was really
coming.
Fucking happened.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Like, there was a scene where this girl got her cheeks sliced.
Yep.
And she was like, oh. And I was in the school at that time. Joker wasn't.
Hang on 1 second. Let that die. Okay. I don't have the bomb.
There's no bomb bandana.
Oh no, we have it. Here's the hat. Put the hat on. So.
Levity into these stories.
Right. Yeah.
You tried a joke and it bombed. You fucking cocksucker.
I liked it.
Of course you did. You fucking artisanal comic. Listen.
I like he hasn't even seen my comedy, but he gets it just spot on. Yeah.
Listen, here's the deal.
Cheese board of comedy.
Right.
I'm the Lunchables of comedy.
Yeah, man.
Here's the deal. Shut your face. You try to joke.
That's what it comes
and
to.
And just because your friends are here, I'm not letting you get away with it. Because my fans are listening, okay? What's up? Keep talking.
All right,
that was so interesting. He was about to tell us a real story about The Wire, one of my favorite shows ever. And you, what was the joke? Just tell me the joke. One more time.
Absolutely. Just to right.
The old Okie.
Hey, you've learned, Grasshopper.
Right.
You will go on your way now. Put the mic down. That's fucking funny. Look at him getting aggressive, too. I've learned to fuck you, you cocksucker. All right, guy, what do you got?
Now there's like this buildup for my story to be interesting, but that was pretty much it.
Shit, I should have.
So the shit got it. Absolutely.
Dude,
wow. I got a cheek slashed. Nothing else. You know, nothing.
Like Bobby was saying, like the kids, even though they experienced all this crazy shit, they are the funniest fucking.
Tell them what the kids said to you about your head.
What did he say? What did he say?
So many things. Well, I want to tell this girl. I was counseling. Right. Yeah, I was counseling this girl, and she was like, "You look gay."
Oh.
Yeah, and I was, and right. So I asked her. She's a ninth grader. I was like, "What about me looks gay?" And she just goes, "You little."
You little.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was working with this kid, and he was like, "You know what, man? Your head shaped like a box of Newports." Oh. What does that mean?
The specificity of that shit is wonderful.
But then I tried to come back at him, like I wanted to make fun of him, and he was like, "Nah, you taking too long." And then he just left.
Just walked.
As he should
walked
have.
Out of the room.
You worked
in kindergarten
forever, right?
Yeah, I taught kindergarten for 10 years before resigning.
Oh, God damn it. Your head looks like a box of Newports.
It means nothing, but it hurts.
It means everything.
It does.
It's one of the, for just your little fucking square.
We had this really skinny ass lady, older, like substitute, and they told her she looked like a lit cigarette. I don't know what it is about these kids and cigarettes.
But it's beautiful, man. You can see it. The imagery is lovely.
Yeah, it's right there, man.
Well, it is funny that I really believe that urban schools or kids who go through crazy shit. I mean, I myself, when I went, I found comedy.
Right.
Because I was never, I hung out with a lot of tough guys, and I got beat up a lot and I fought, but I never liked it. And I found my way out in juvie hall. Mm. And I found my way to make friends with the black kids and the Spanish kids, the tough kids. I'll just say that even the white tough kids, the way to fit in for me was fucking being funny.
Humor. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I would make people laugh.
Your mama jokes.
What's that?
Your mama jokes?
Oh, no. No, I'll tell you. I told the story before, but I remember I was in, it was called, there's good juvenile homes, there's bad ones, okay? Mm-hmm. One of the bad ones was Halifax, and it was down at old Jewish camp they took over and made a juvenile lockup. There was one road in surrounded by cranberry bogs, so you couldn't get out,
right.
You know? And it was bad. And you know, the kids, it was mostly black kids. There was four white kids, and they decided to fucking beat up all the white kids one day.
Right.
That sounds about right.
Right. Happy Kwanzaa, motherfucker.
Well, they had an indoor basketball, and it was low ceiling, so it was like this low hoop you just dunk on.
Right.
And you played New York ball, which was, you know, elbowing and punching and kicking to get that in. And he... This one kid, as soon as the staff wasn't looking, they took all the basketballs and threw it at this one kid at the under end of the court, just playing. He was just playing by himself. And you saw fluff, 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 fluff.
Yeah.
Like a gun, and his
left hand.
His nose just popped blood.
Oh.
And I just looked away, You know what I mean? I think I was making a bracelet or something. I was
just doing GIMP.
Yeah. I'm not that kid.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Can you try this on? Just make sure it fits.
Right, yeah,
just
yeah.
Just make
yeah.
sure it fits your wrist.
Circumference.
Dating a second grader called him a faggot.
Right. Look at this faggot. He's doing GIMP.
So
I'm sure if you dig in his family history, he probably deserved it.
Well, oh. The other kid, oh, Jesus Christ. That's Black Lives really telling it like it is.
Stop. Do Black Lives matter or all lives?
I don't know, Bob. How many more dicks do you have?
I'm leaning all on this one.
Well, they
all lives matter.
For sure. They got to get to Oakland, right?
Except in Oakland, right?
So they beat up another kid. They didn't beat up there was a big white kid they didn't fuck with, rock and roll dude. They left him alone. But they came in to get me. I was in my room reading, and I shared a room with two other black kids. But the little guy was a little tiny black kid they called the Godfather. I swear to God.
Yeah.
There was a Godfather. Okay. And he ran the fucking joint.
Nice.
This little motherfucker.
How old is he?
He was like Floyd Mayweather energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, he rhymed
the
and
money
shit.
Team.
Yeah. Yeah, the money team,
the money
right?
Team.
And they came into the room and I'm reading on my bed and he sat down next to me on my bed. Another guy sat on there. They ghosted me and just were talking about white people. Mm. And they're like, fuck that white mother. We splatted that motherfucker's nose, right? Mm. That homeboy bitch mother. And I was just reading my book.
Right.
On how to make bracelets or whatever.
Right. The Alchemist.
And
which screams beat me up, by the way.
he goes, yo, and then he goes, that homeboy. And then he hits me. He goes, yo, you a homeboy? You a homeboy or a white boy? And I it was like 50-50.
Right.
In my head, I'm like, oh, pick this one, right?
Bad
stand
answer.
Up for your race or you fucking, you cower. Yeah. And you pass. So I went, I'm a homeboy, bitch.
Wrong answer.
He went, you a funny motherfucker. I like you.
Right, yeah.
Never fucked with me again.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, get me out of here. Get me the fuck out of here.
You gained respect.
Mm-hmm. Well, he laughed.
Gotcha.
Right.
Exactly. And that was like, you don't take yourself too serious,
yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah.
You dodged the ass whooping today.
I dodged a fucking hot one. No, but then I became friends with him, and then I got to hang with him, and fucking, you know, we kind of shot the shit.
I got you.
Because funny trumps everything.
It does.
It does.
If you can be funny, it trumps everything.
Yeah.
Because it's right? Like a way of you just fucking look at reality.
Yeah. I like you, man. You're a wild boy, man. Get him some cranberries.
Just a whole thing of cranberries.
The whole fucking,
and some white guy's sock drawer.
Absolutely right.
Yo, I'm using your sock drawer, bitch. Yeah.
You got to sit at the table that gets free chocolate milks from everybody.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, we didn't have chocolate milks in juvie hall.
Didn't?
No, you have water. No.
Okay.
Maybe milk. I don't know. But it's weird because now here you are, Brian.
Yeah.
And comedy somehow got into your life.
Yeah.
I mean, were you just a fan of comedy?
I was a casual fan, you know, for years and years. Probably a little bit more, you know, but I love, you know. This is the guys you see on TV.
Yeah, like Stavros with penises.
Yeah, well, I got there eventually.
He will too.
So I was a casual fan, just, you know, Comedy Central, whoever's on, oh, he's funny. But then, you know, as podcasts came around, a lot of Opie and Anthony and Opie and Jimmy and whatever they are now.
Right.
Bringing on all the Stellar guys.
Right.
Kind of reintroduced me. Oh, that guy's funny. Let's see what he's like.
Right.
And so I was always kind of into comedy. I've been going to more shows recently since I started the whole sort of business because I've only did it since maybe April of this year.
What do you do for work? What do you
illustration?
So you do illustration.
A whole other brand of work for magazines and newspapers and websites.
So you're an illustrator, which I was actually. I took in college. I took illustration, typography, calligraphy, desktop publishing. Mm-hmm. I took all that shit in college. I was kind of actually right when remember the Mac Classic came out when they started doing it on computers.
Yeah,
I bought one. And I was fucking heavily into that side of art because the paint, I was going to be an art teacher. Mm-hmm. But then that came into play. I was like, I'm just going to go make flyers for fucking people.
There you go.
And make, you know, all that shit. I mean, I sucked, dude. Let me tell you how, because my stupid, I remember I made a flyer for my friend's company, his pizza place. I made a logo, did all this stuff. and I gave it to him, and it said it was supposed to be a dollar off shrimp scampi pizza. I wrote a dollar. Forgot to put off
dollar.
he had to give away 50 shrimp scampi pizzas the opening day for a dollar.
Right.
And he calls me up. I'm like, yeah, I was expecting accolades. He's like, you motherfucker.
Oh, man.
You just hear how busy it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he had him fly. He didn't spell check it. He just had this kid print them out, mm-hmm. and he put them on all the cars at the courthouse.
Oh,
all
man.
These fucking people mm-hmm. coming for a large shrimp scampi pizza. And I wrote mushrooms. I put fucking five O's.
Cookie crisp. Cookie crisp. I also did cookie crisp.
That was my
cue. That was me.
That was my campaign.
Some of my earlier work.
That was my end of my illustration. Right. But so you're doing this work, and then who was the first comic?
Okay, here's how it works.
I bet it's Marc Maron.
No. So you know, I started a Twitter account. I go, I'll start a comedy account. And kind of, I have some, you know, some old portraits of comedians that I've done for magazines and stuff. I'll kind of put some stuff up here, do some sketches, and do whatever. So I kind of do that. I think, all right, well, what's going to get people to follow me? Okay, comedy artwork, perfect. People know exactly what they're going to get.
Yeah.
And this is before I was trying to do stuff for anybody. So, I just sort of made an account, put some old portraits up.
Yeah.
And then, again, this was probably April of this year.
Yeah.
Joe List is coming to D.C. Oh, right. He's coming to the big hunt, you know.
Yeah, keep that mic in front of your mouth, though.
No problem.
Use your other hand to talk. Because we can't hear you in the mic.
First podcast, so hey.
No, I know. I'm trying to help you. I don't want people to go, why is he in and out? They'll blame me.
Dude, your fucking show stinks. The audio blows. I was really into what Brian was saying. You know, these black guys on, yeah, I can hear them perfectly.
Talking about the Aquarius.
The fucking Pakistani was screaming.
So I'm a fan of Joe Lisk, obviously.
We all are.
You know Joe, of course.
I love him. I talked to him today. He's fucking depressed.
And so he was coming to DC.
He's always depressed.
One.
Stop saying aw. That's what he lives in. You all right? Do you hate me? So he's coming to DC.
He's coming to DC. I was like, oh, I'm gonna make him a flyer.
Right.
Just for fun. I spin, you know. I'll do one real quick.
Yeah.
Send it to him, you know, at mention him. He retweets it. Floodgates as far as immediately. Yeah. 2-3 people want a flyer. Like, oh.
Okay, good comics or bad comics?
Well, here's how it works. I do stuff for the people I like.
Yeah.
For whatever.
Yeah.
And then they retweet it and the bad comics. No. The bad comics pay me to do some stuff.
You responded to my tweet.
Well, listen. It's not that they're bad.
I don't know all the comics.
It's not that they're bad comics. It's like, look, here's the deal. There's comics that you like.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
That you're fans of. That you'll hook up a little bit, mm-hmm. and there's comics that you don't know, or maybe you're not super fans of, but you they're cool. That you'll charge them a nice fee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
So it's comics I don't know per se. I do stuff for the guys I like, and
it's a business.
But they end up hiring me.
Yeah,
for real.
Right.
You know,
that's awesome.
So. Joe List started it for me.
Right. Joe List started it for
He
you.
Started it for me. It was my first sort of
very nice.
One you know, I did.
You know, excited. He's going to use this as a credit.
No, he doesn't care.
No, buddy, listen. He's going to love it. He's going to love it. You know, I helped him. I mean, I basically started that.
Started his career.
I started this podcast. I mean, not the first part, but when it got good.
Right.
So from Joe, it turned into, I think, my next officially... So I got that. You know, I did that just for fun. Got some response back. And Andy Fiore, who's the producer of Jay and Dan's show. He's like, oh, I got a album release. I want you to do a flyer. Okay, cool. So that was like my first real paid thing. And, you know, I'm not going crazy.
For Dan?
For Andy Fiore.
Okay.
Eventually, I did stuff for Dan. Because he was coming to D.C. So I was like, oh, I'll do a thing where if you're coming to D.C., I'll do you a poster. If I'm going to see you at least, you know.
Buddy, I tell you, the one you did for Dan was amazing.
Yeah,
Andre the Giant was fucking great.
Well, he was easy. He was like, all right, wrestling, WWF, what am I going to do?
But it's not easy. It's so funny that you think it's easy.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you say, the reason why I love your work, the simplicity of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what's the style called? There's a certain
Vexor,
right. Vexor,
yeah, it's like a flat style. Yeah, yeah.
It's one of my favorite styles of artwork, and yours is, it's yours, because mm-hmm. Some of them can be very similar in that style, yeah. But mm-hmm. yours has its, your own little twinge on it. It's almost, it has an a little splash of comic book.
Yeah,
to
oh,
it.
that's what I grew up on.
So
yeah.
I love it, and the one you did for Dan, you say it's easy, but it's It's
well,
so
the idea
perfect.
Was easy.
But it's perfect, and it looks great. You know?
Thanks.
I mean, these are things that are going to go down. I mean, comics are associated with your artwork. That, the True Story Tour,
yeah.
the thing you did for us yeah, that yeah. apparently didn't finish, and I wish you fucking finished it.
I know.
I don't have to light the fire under your ass. I mean, what am I, your manager, too? Just fucking get on it. Spend fucking 2 more hours and send me the finished.
Still have eyebrows, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. I just fucking promoted it on my Instagram and Facebook.
Well, Bobby, you'll be happy to know I'm working with Addicted to Laughter.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm doing your poster.
What?
I'm doing your poster, your charity thing next year. Eric Taylor. You know him?
No. What am I doing?
You're doing something for him. Anyway, I got you covered. You're going to have a finished poster. You're going to have a finished poster.
I'm on a charity?
You're doing something in Boston.
I am.
Yes, that thing.
Oh.
That thing.
He knows what you're talking about.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, the addicted to charity. Addicted to laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think somebody booked me on something that they didn't talk to me.
I better talk to him.
Bobby's got kicked off of a gig.
You're going to be in a car next year. Yeah.
Well, I am looking for a new logo for the podcast.
Hey.
So
I'll hook you up.
We're looking for something because the logo we have now is cool, but we're looking for a new thing.
Yeah, some more spice.
What's that?
All right, I'll take the bomb.
No, I didn't hear you.
I said it needs some more spice.
Oh, yeah, put that on.
All right.
I've been waiting to get rid of that hat.
Don't repeat it.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I'm new, and yeah. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm nervous, right?
Well, before we started the podcast, Bobby was yelling at me.
Was I?
Yeah, we were yelling at each other.
Yeah, see how
it was mutual.
See, I hate victims.
Right.
I hate them when they just go, he's immigrant yelling at me. Right. Not immigrants. Hey. I love immigrants. What's wrong with you? Why would you say that?
Why should I get in
there? I was born here, all right? I don't look like it, but I was born here.
Listen, man, you look as American as anybody else.
Thank you.
Especially with that hat on now.
Do I? What does
no,
that
you
mean?
Talk as American as anybody else. On the radio, you're just as American as Brian. In right. person, you're the Taliban.
I know. Everyone thinks you guys are being racist. Like, why do they keep calling this white dude a Pakistani?
No, you do really sound white.
Yeah, I was born here, but this isn't my first language, English.
What is your first language?
Urdu. That's what they speak.
Can you speak a little of that?
I actually can. I forgot it because I used to be so embarrassed of speaking.
Well, you order
it,
so many turkey
that stop speaking it.
What'd you say?
I said when you order enough turkey bravos, it just your accent just leaves you.
What the fuck?
No gouda.
What is a turkey bravo?
A Panera sandwich.
Should we give him this or no? Do I hold on to this?
No, now? That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I'm not accepting it. I hit you with a specific cheese too.
Yeah. Gouda.
Fuck that.
No, I grew up speaking Urdu, and I remember I started like preschool, kindergarten. And I could barely speak English,
right?
And they were like, "Yeah, you gotta stop speaking Urdu, and just speak English at home." And then kids would make fun of me. Yeah, and
so
I just got nervous and I stopped.
Well,
speaking
how would they make fun of you?
I don't know, just like it, like right. You know, like what are your parents? It sounds weird. What you're not like, you know, I just felt different.
Yeah, you were though.
Yeah, yeah, and it sucked. So now I'm like you guys, and I thank you for welcoming me into your community.
Let me ask you a question. Now, speaking on that, do you think that like schools, like the school that my kid might go to, there are Indian kids, kids from other countries or Pakistani kids that are from other countries that English isn't their first language.
Yeah,
in the preschools, the lower schools, and that brings the scores down. They're smart. They're smart kids, but they don't speak English or they can't do the tests.
Yeah, they haven't
what testing is yet. Done in preschool?
Well, not preschool, like first to sixth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like elementary school. So maybe. The elementary school's numbers are low, but it might not be because of that it's a bad school or the kids are stupid. It might be that...
It's a language barrier.
A language barrier where... Right? Because the high school's an 8 out of 10.
Right. In the same population though, same, like they're gonna move.
Same community.
It might be. I don't know. I think the like how new are these kids to the country?
I don't know, as new as you were.
Oh, well, I was born here, you dick.
Yeah, but you... they get so offensive.
Sorry.
They get so
too,
offended.
I get too comfortable too fast. So sorry.
Right. Listen.
My heart sank when I called Bobby a dick. I was like, yeah.
Apparently, you didn't hear the juvie hall.
Right? Get the Godfather on you.
No, but when they right. do testing, they
you
take
a homeboy or are you a, are you a packy boy?
This is a hard... Because they both sound pretty dope. I'm a homeboy.
Yeah, you look
is that
like
how you
right
said
now.
In juvie? I'm a homeboy with no confidence.
The question mark at the end.
I'm a yeah. homeboy?
You're
I'm
wearing that hat like a homeboy. It's very... wearing it perfectly.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Fuck it. I thought you were going to have the answer, but apparently no, not all of you are smart.
I don't fucking... What? I don't know shit.
Well,
know.
Stop swearing. You're oh. a teacher.
I can swear.
I know. I'm kidding. Oh, okay. It was a thank joke. What the I fuck?
Right?
I know.
Did I leave? Is this okay, guys?
Right. This is my life summed up in a minute.
Now, let me ask you a question, Bri.
Yeah.
Now, if this thing's taken off, like you said, mm-hmm. I mean, you still have your other job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's taken off as far as... People knew who I am.
Do you have
yeah.
all your art framed up? In the, do you get them signed? What do you do with them?
A lot of it's just social media stuff. I mean, you
so
know.
So you're just doing it for comics?
I mean, for under the Comedy Artwork brand, a lot of people are just using it for promotion online.
Right.
I mean, I do see stuff that people print out.
So if I wanted a poster from uh-huh. you, and I could come to you and be like, dude, look, let's talk.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, all right, cool, this is it. And then you make a poster for me.
Well, I'm going to get you the file.
Yeah.
And you can print that wherever you like.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to design it.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
I don't
sure,
mean you're going to fucking yeah. silk.
Well, some people
it.
Don't know. Some people think, oh, yeah, I want three posters. All
well,
right.
Well, the
all
first
right,
poster yeah. I got was amazing, and it was done by a guy. His name eludes me. Hmm. And he actually did the silk screening of every... Each... There was 100 posters made. He silk screened every poster, yeah. signed everyone.
See, that's what... Yeah, some people...
So that is a true gig poster.
Yeah.
That is a... piece of art that was made from front to start by mm-hmm. the artist
yeah.
and signed. And when you hang that on your wall, that's art.
Yeah.
When you, but I do believe that a digital piece of art given to you by the artist,
mm-hmm.
you know, Howard Porter made a beautiful Supermax. It's my son as Superboy.
Oh, cool.
And for his birthday, and it says Supermax. That's from Howard Porter, who's one of the greatest comic book artists of all fucking time. So it's mm-hmm. like, that's a piece of art. Did he silkscreen it on a fucking... No, he didn't, no. but he did it. That's a...
Yeah, everything's
that's a
digital
whole,
now. Yeah, yeah.
Everything's digital. Yeah, yeah. That's a whole... Like, that's a paintbrush. That's considered art.
And it's what allows... me to kind of do this side thing because it can be quick. It doesn't. You're not literally there, and it can go quick.
Right.
And so I can do whip something up.
Yeah.
And I'm not killing myself.
You'd have to cut out stencils or some shit before.
I just missed that old school curve, so I didn't have to deal with like the old school design where there's
rulers.
Like litho, ruby lith. I don't know what that is, but
protractors.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. You're literally putting type on like the newspaper page. So
yeah.
I just missed that. So
I remember it was fucking awful.
I just missed it.
I just came in when computers. I was just getting the computers.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why you could, oh my God, you could wrap text around an image.
Yeah.
They used to
and
actually have
a cork. It would be probably a cork, right? Or PageMaker probably.
Yeah. PageMaker.
PageMaker's probably what you dealt with.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. It was fucking nuts.
Well, I was, I'm old enough to where when I first started, it was like, you know, 2000s.
Yeah.
I was painting, oil painting.
Yeah.
And I actually sent artwork. You mailed it. It was just right before email. I mean, there was email, but people weren't using it like they do now.
Right.
And you weren't sending high-res files.
Yeah.
If you were sending high-res files, a lot of times it was on a disk that you would still mail out.
Yeah.
So for about my first two or three assignments for like little newspapers and here and there, you know, I'd paint and I'd oil paint. And it's stressful to oil paint. And then I'd put it under a heat lamp because you have like, you know, a couple of days turnaround from sketch to final mm-hmm. for most stuff I do for my, you know, my regular stuff. And, you know, you'd mail it. It was so strange. You mail your artwork out, and they'd scan it on their big drum scanner or whatever.
Yeah.
And then maybe they send it back to you.
Right, yeah.
But now it's just, you know, it's easy. So
it's unique.
I dealt with that for maybe a few months, but then quickly, you know, FTPing your stuff and all that kind of stuff took off. So mm-hmm. didn't have to worry about it.
I was amazed how quick the thing you did for me and Stav and how awesome it was. Like, it's like you had to listen to me talking about The Incredibles.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, it's like to take a podcast, which is a creative thing,
mm-hmm.
and to to make a piece of art for that, for a comedy show. It's just, I love that create, like, it's thing, creation creates creation, create, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I know that sounds corny. There should be a hat for that. I should have to wear the corny hat. Dude, creation, dude, creation with creation equals creation, dude. And then you create, and that's where creation, that's where God lives.
Vaginas make vaginas, guys. All right, never mind. I'll keep that on.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Right.
You know, but Bobby had a smile on his face.
I had a smile because I knew it was coming. Right? I knew a hot one was coming.
It wasn't a good one.
All right.
Make sure it snapped tight in the back.
It's a fitted.
Okay.
What would be your dream comedian to get a call from?
Please say Shucky Ducky.
I mean, you know. Shucky Ducky Quack Quack.
Jamario.
Shucky Ducky.
Shucky Ducky Quack Quack.
Comedian Alabama.
Sinbad. No, I'm just kidding. you know, Louis.
Sinbad.
Sinbad's awesome.
Sinbad's
right?
Amazing. I'm always comedian.
That was valid to me.
Right.
Hey, don't talk over each other.
You
listen,
I'll get the hat.
Dude, Sinbad. Sinbad is one of the fucking greatest comics
best
ever
of all
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
I mean, he still
I
kills.
I loved him in A Different World. Yeah, he was
yeah,
great.
But he still kills, and he kills clean.
Clean.
Yeah. Oh, he does?
Like, yeah, dude, anybody who kills clean,
yeah.
You got to give him a next level. Yeah, super yeah because, awesome. Dude, I've killed, but I say fucking cunt yeah. every dick and suck it and jizz every other, you know, like to go up and not swear and not be dirty and not, and have energy and yeah. annihilate and is crazy, yeah. man. That's crazy. Brian Regan, same
sure.
thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Crazy, yeah. So that's why we're laughing at you.
But that, seriously,
that
yeah,
should
I don't
be
know.
Your artist character look.
Absolutely.
Just a hat on a hat.
Uh huh.
Who would be your?
Oh, you know, I love Louis C.K. of course.
So if Louis called you up and was like, "Hey, I saw your artwork."
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah, it's Louis. I saw you. Nobody can do it. In my brain, that's what he sounds.
Who's
like.
Gonna ask for a picture of him and Sinbad on a flyer?
Oh, Sinbad! I'm gonna do Sinbad next. Seriously,
what would be your if Louis wanted you to do something? What would it be?
I don't know.
Really?
Don't know.
How do you get that? What do you do? What do you go to get the?
Oh, sometimes it's you know hearing you guys talk about stuff, but I'll go watch a set. You know, go whoever I'm doing it for. I usually put it on as I'm kind of working, and that'll kind of give me a sense of where to go with it.
It should be him in an awesome shirt.
Who would be your, like, have you ever done, you ever ventured out of comedy and done actors or sports people?
Yeah, under my regular stuff, I do whatever. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Under your regular
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And you never put yourself on the internet, so you don't want people to know what you look like.
I don't know. I just, I'm like that kind of guy that wants to be behind the scenes. I'm behind the scenes guy, obviously, because I'm freaking drawing yeah, pictures.
Right.
So I like to be behind the scenes.
So you don't want people to know what you look like?
I don't care.
You don't care because there's one image I saw you and you covered
oh, yeah,
your face.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I was just stupid. I'm just
oh,
being
okay.
dumb.
I didn't know if
yeah,
you were
I had
trying to
the,
be
I had
like
a picture with Jeffrey right. Ross right. at the cellar, and I put like a dumb smiley face on my face.
Oh, I thought you didn't want it like you a Sia. You just didn't want to be.
It could be a thing. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe
it would be funny, dude. If you
maybe I never
have
my face shown in
a cartoon. I have a picture. I have a picture of you. I'll put a thing over your face. All right.
I like that. I'm gonna. You know that could be a thing.
I think it should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I get credit like in an interview later? Like if you ever do one other than this one,
yeah, sure. credit,
right,
yeah.
right. This shit has witness protection written all over it.
On Joe List's podcast when he asked you to do it. Well, I mean, Louis C.K. would be good, but who'd be another one? Who'd be a fucking
Chappelle?
Chappelle, wow.
I just saw Chappelle.
You did really? Where?
Cellar. I was in New York early November. It was the week before
SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And went to the late show Thursday night. I was in New York for an art party, and that was at the
a what?
An art party, you know, illustration party.
No, I don't. What okay. the fuck?
It's
what
illustrators?
Boring, what yeah. boring party is that?
It is a little boring. That's why I started doing the Comedy Cellar right after.
Right.
Like I'm not going to this after party in Brooklyn. I'm going to the cellar.
Call back Turkey Bravos, motherfucker. Gouda
what kind
cheese.
Of cheese? All right, my Gouda. Man.
So that must be Jesus Christ.
I know a friend's there. Hang out for a bit.
Yeah.
None of them wants to go to the cellar afterwards. So I hook up with a guy I do work for, a comedy, comedian, yeah. up-and-coming comedian named Drew Longo. And I'm like, all right, let's go to the cellar. So we go to the late show on Thursday. And I was like, all right, let's see what happens. You know, you never know. And Metzger was on, and Michelle Wolf, of course.
You did a great one as Wolfie.
Yeah.
How did you
that
get
was just. That was just.
How did you get Michelle Wolf? How'd you find her?
I saw her at the Cellar last year.
So you saw her at the Cellar. You liked her.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know that we call the wolf or whatever. And you did this great one
Well,
of her.
She was doing like Nerd Melt or whatever out west.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I got to do something, you know, comic booky. And that was just something I did just to kind of get stuff out there.
Right.
And that was when I was really wasn't getting too much, you know, actual work from it.
Right.
But yeah, she was there and I saw her last year before I even did this comedy art thing. So she was on and we did the late show and it was about, one at this point. And Will Slavance gets up and is like, all right, you ready? Remember, like I said, no pictures, no whatever.
Yeah.
And he brought out
Well, Chappelle. When I'm in your light, you try to, had to interpret what the fuck he was saying.
Well, we were in the front. So it was two of us. So we had the front. We were here, and here's the stage. So we got messed with the whole night. You know, what's his name? Mehran, the Iranian dude. He was messing with me a lot.
I don't know. Ask him. What's his name?
Mehran. Yeah.
Mehran was messing with me a lot.
I'll text him and tell him.
Right, yeah. Back off.
So he was sexually assaulting me. BJ jokes all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what he does?
Mehran, yeah.
You had him on the podcast.
I did? Oh my God!
He was messing with me,
dude. Do I love him?
Damn.
Yeah,
he is always sweating.
Yep, he was sweating
Wait,
so
how
much.
How big is he?
His cock is around 9, but it's uncut. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you talking? Oopsie.
Is he like a tall or like a fat big?
He's a big guy. I mean, tall. You know, kind of.
He's tall too, though. He's big. He's husky though. He's not fat.
I just never have met a gay brown dude before.
He had all kinds of Iranian jokes.
My friend lived with a gay Umar.
Do me a favor. Yeah. Go in the mirror, brush your teeth, and look up. You'll be staring right at a gay brown dude.
I'm going to make a change. For once in my life.
Why? How come all black guys can sing?
You like that?
That was good.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
So good. So now, where are you going to take this thing?
I don't know.
You're just going to let it happen.
Let it happen.
What if it dies?
That's fine.
You're fine with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, I'm okay with it getting slow. It's fine.
I said die.
Die.
Not crawl.
Not doing it anymore.
Yeah, I didn't say slow.
Yeah.
Okay, if it dies, I'll live.
Yeah.
I'll go back to what I was doing.
I'm not talking Chris Scopo calling you. Hey, can you do a... Hey, buddy, can you do a... I'm doing a gig at the Treehouse in fucking Montclair. Can you do a poster of my ass?
Yeah.
Like a big ass theme thing?
Right.
Black chick on it.
Yeah. Just Dropbox.
I remember Stavi, right when I did the Joe listening, he got with me. He was like, You want me to do a picture? Can you do a picture of me? And he had an erotic. I was like, man, I don't know if I'm ready for the erotic. I was like, I love your Instagram, but I don't know if I'm ready to go to that level yet.
When you're ready.
When you want to get sexy.
Right.
Yeah. That's the next level. I can't die if I go with Stavi next.
Here's the thing with this erotic. Can we jump over there for a second?
Please.
Because
maybe on Instagram, everyone.
Can you stop? We're gonna do it at the end.
Great content coming up. Christmas stuff.
He doesn't know this, but I pick up on this. This is who he really is. He is really just out for Stavi, baby. This is Luis Gomez 101 right here. It's my show, and I haven't even plugged it yet. This cocksucker, any chance he gets, Stavi baby on Instagram. Is this erotic Instagram, but it's disturbing.
It is. My wife hates it.
Yeah. It really is.
She literally hates it, but you're not.
We were doing a gig
down in VA, you came in to use the bathroom or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Just the look on her. We used to be
It used to be friendly. just fucking stone face.
Your wife really?
My wife, yeah, she hates it.
Why?
Anytime he posts something, I'll show it to her. And I can just see a part of her dad.
What does she say? What does she?
She doesn't say anything anymore. She's like, looks at me, she shakes.
What did
shakes
she say originally?
Like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I don't want you hanging out with him.
Right.
Delete his number.
Really?
Don't bring him around the kids.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's a definite.
Right, yeah.
Every time I see him at my house with Max, Max loves him. And, you know, kids always love fucking pedophiles.
There's some. The best candy. Absolutely.
There's just some energy they have. Hey, hi!
It's like a track to
Yeah, they have the same voice tone as Elmo.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? We know how that ended.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, so anyways, I
Baltimore native.
Yeah, yeah, your Instagram thing. It's either people love it or hate it. I mean, I've shown it to Serpico. Doesn't even want to. Don't send it to me. He just fucking doesn't want to look at it. And that. Well, I mean, his horizons are opened. It's either you love it or hate it. It's like this guy is, but it's addictive. I don't know how you can not look at it because I've done both. I loved it and then I was like, fuck this. Because some of them are like, yo, fuck you.
What made you angry?
I like it.
I like the one where he's bent over on a table and the chick's behind him with the knives.
Oh, the Thanksgiving one.
Her face is like just trying to smile. She's just trying to smile.
I like it because he's committed.
Well, but
that's what he does. There's nothing else on there. He's not posting shots of a set or whatever. That's it.
He's branding this thing. But that's what I'm worried about. It's like there'll be a time where this is either going to make you or break you.
You think the Instagram's going to be it? I don't think so.
Don't you just do it for fun?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because if you get up to... I told you, I went into a room once for an audition, and they were all on their phones, and I was like,
oof.
I was like, that's rude. They go, no, we're just looking at your social media.
Oh, man.
That's what it is.
So so here's the deal, brother.
Right.
When you're looking at Middle America for a TV show, when they're looking to cast you in something, and you have this Instagram account of it's erotic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucked up shit. Right. Some of it's fucking like to Middle America fucked up.
Yeah.
They're going to go, look, man, you gotta back down on this.
Right. Do you think that you know what's funny? Because
I mean, that might never happen. We might be in a place where it's like, ah, fuck you, deal with it. But it might be a place where someone's like, look, he's got to shut this down.
ABC Would you? Family pulls out the deal. The Hallmark Channel.
Play a fat neighbor on ABC Family show.
Oh, man.
Nothing makes me happier if they come at you with a fucking $500,000 contract and you have to make a decision. And then one day we just see him
fully
clothed with other white people, and like,
right.
And it says ABC Family down the bottom.
Yeah, I'm eating a turkey Bravo, three fucking times. I'm relentless.
I'm just gonna start Instagram with my favorite Bible verses.
You got to, man. Deuteronomy.
Can I say this? Here's the thing. Yours is a creative, goofy thing that you're doing. I've actually toned down my. There was a point a few years ago. I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna be on TV, or I want to be on TV more, and I had to really decide what I believed in. Like, I was saying stupid shit before, and it was like, I'm like, I don't know if I want that out there. That's not me anymore. Right. You know, where it's like, if I say something, I really have to be behind it, or I'm trying not to say fuck as much. Like, that's my new thing, because I listen to my tapes, and I'm like, I say fuck. Fucking. And it's like, I just want to change that. I have a kid now. I'm old. I don't know. And I know I don't want to be like the guy who, you know, I don't want to be that guy who slowly fades into fucking mediocre normalcy, you know, because you see that in the business too, where all of a sudden someone had edge. Now they're wearing button down shirts that are ironed. you know what I mean? And they're on some fucking ship every week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ah, you know, but I mean, if someone comes to you and says, it doesn't that you, who gives a shit?
I mean, obviously,
so there's a cap on your fame.
Maybe. I mean, it's, I can defend it as an art piece. The kind of fame I want is the kind of fame that, like, involves that.
Like, who? Give me an example. Like, a Zach Galifianakis.
Sure. That's,
perfect.
Like, he doesn't do Nike. Nike offered him a boatload of cash, and he wouldn't do it because he doesn't.
So
you're saying if Nike came to you,
hang on, let him finish the question. You have, don't you have a tendency to just step
on
somebody's
question?
Well,
he already knows what I'm gonna.
Just let him fucking.
That's how
ask
nervous
the question.
I don't even want to ask. I think you guys are gonna make fun of me.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I swear to God, I love
you. But if Nike came to you with like $1 million contract, and they told you you got to shut down the Stavi baby, you would
Nike?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You have to shut it down so you can do their marketing.
$1 million contract?
Yep, a million.
Yeah, million.
Yep. What is your number?
Kevin Hart status?
That's pretty good.
You I'm going to help you with this. I'm going to help you. Yes. 100,000, I'd change everything in my life.
Right?
For real. Listen to me. 50,000. Listen to me. For Nabisco, I'd do it.
Fucking Triscuits.
So I'm going to help you.
Not Triscuits, motherfucker. Why not, right?
If Palm Olive came to me
Palm Olive
and said, listen, $30,000, you gotta change your whole social media.
Absolutely.
I'd have a fucking apron and an old lady, and I'd be like this, soaking in Palm Olive.
Crushing wheat thins.
I know that. Do you remember being like 12 and you're like, how much money would it take you to suck dick? And you're like,
12? I did it last week. I literally did it last week. That was a conversation.
That's a bad question.
And now you're like, $2,500 is a lot of fucking money.
You'd like suck. Wait a second. Stop.
$2,500.
Everybody. $2,500.
That's like a state tax refund.
Like I said, you're gay. Listen. Dude, $2,500 is a date. Like, that's a few. All right, give me that hat. I'll take that hat. Wow. I said that.
Right. Yeah, I didn't think you were done. What kind of date?
I was date. I tried to sneak out of it, but I was like, you know what? Let me just join the club.
Just commit. Yeah.
Let me just get my hat back.
Why not?
$2,500.
Yeah, I would do it if someone paid my data overages for a month.
So, what? No, we're not talking about sex.
Just data overages.
You'll never be allowed at his house ever again.
His wife is going to.
Absolutely.
Now he's on board with it. It's not just his wife.
Right? Fuck.
$1 million, yeah. Buy my mom a house, you know, all the nice things. Yeah, I mean, it's just stopping maybe like a fun thing.
Right.
You could always go back to it.
You we'll turn it into like a subscriber balls. Base. What do you have to pay?
Just turn into gay porn.
Make it like title.
What if? Well, here's another question. Interesting question about that, Stavi. What if it takes off? What if that guy becomes something?
Oh, that's interesting.
What if that? And now you have to become that guy.
Right. I've kind of thought about this because it's like I've also thought about like things I'd like to do as that character. Because I think it is funny.
Like get fucked by a guy.
Yeah.
Have Mateo just fucking open up that fucking perfect ass.
Mateo.
The best ass I've ever seen. Yeah. I really?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to suck it. What? No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. I can't come over now either.
Yeah. Please edit me out this podcast.
I was never here.
I was never here.
Right. I can't go back to the hood after this shit.
You can go back to a certain part of the hood.
Right. Aquarius is going to kill me.
You can go back to the hood and make some money now.
Right. Hey, yo, you're on that podcast talking about sucking dick,
ass, man. Right. I get the Godfather to talk on my behalf. Talk to these motherfuckers, man.
You a homeboy or a queer boy? Right. So, would you become that guy? Would you?
The guy. Who is the guy?
I don't know. You create him. Who is he?
You're known as
that's
a fat
good
guy.
That's
so
a good question.
You perform naked.
Who is he? Who is the guy?
I think it's the idea is just like just a fat guy that wants to be a model. He's taking it seriously. Who's like, I'm gonna be. I don't care my physical limitations.
Right.
I'm gonna work it. Like I think it'd be funny to do like a.
So you're an overweight model. Right. That embraces
plus size
right.
model.
Plus size model.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I like that, man.
What
you
if
know?
Dove
like
came
that.
To you with a contract?
Dove is nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to get somebody to sponsor Stavi Baby?
I'm trying. I mean, I want to get my.
And why don't you have shirts?
No, you need a calendar.
Calendar's in the works.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Calendar's wonderful.
Calendar's in the works.
Deck of cards.
I want to get a little bigger. I keep growing.
Do you need money for the calendar?
Huh?
Do you need an investor?
I'll be
an investor, but I get profit shares.
Okay, you get a couple points on the back end.
I get my money back,
or
and
just
then
the
I
back
get,
end.
Just the back end.
I will promote it through Riotcast.
I love it.
And my podcast, and I will pay for some. I'll pay for some of it.
Yes.
Yeah, want to do that?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's talk about that.
So I don't know. I want to get to like a couple more followers and get it, you know, get a little.
How many you got?
I got like 7,000
right now. Right. I remember you had hundreds.
When I first went on your show, I had 150 like something.
Yes.
And then it was like, yeah, it kept growing. So yeah, this time last year I had like whatever. So
yeah.
Thanks. Thank you, Bob. Put me on the map with that one.
No, but I think it's a very, it's a ballsy move because you have to commit to it. Like you said, you're committed to it, but it does have a backstory. There does have some, there is a life there, but either you, and like anything good, you either hate it or love it. I think if, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think if everybody loves it, it's going to...
It's bad.
You're going to... Well, yeah, I think so. I think you're going to find... Someday that's going to crumble.
Right.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if you can... If people hate it or love it and whatever side is more or less, you have something. And definitely with Stavi Baby, it's... It's fucking, it's crazy because I look at some of them, I'm like, oh, fuck, I never want to see that again. But I go back because I'm like, I just got to look one more time.
Right, yeah,
it's like, you know what I mean? It's like seeing a perfect dick. It's like, I'm not gay. I don't want to, that's a dick. Let me see that one more time. Right. Oh, my God, it's awesome. What is that going to? No, I don't want to touch, Jesus Christ. Listen, well, all right, really, we're at an hour here. I want to make sure that, I want to thank all the people that, join the premium members. The premium members are the best. We have the new show coming up there. I got a one-on-one with Paul Verzi that's up there now. The Creeps with Kids show's up there. We have another show, the Yankee Swap Christmas is up there with the regulars. That's going up. So if you want to become a premium member, all you have to do is go to the app. Get the app, iOS, Android, the Robert Kelly Podcast, You Know What Dude app. Find it, download it for free. Become a member. It's $1.99 a month, and you get all the backlogged episodes. If you don't join, all this episode, all the new episodes are free. But if you join, you get hundreds, around 300 and something, 400 episodes that you can listen to all the time. And you also get these special little episodes that I do, the one-on-ones and the special editions like the Yankee Swap. So become a member, join, get the app free, and then become a premium member right now. If not, hey, whatever, enjoy this one. And what else? The sponsors, I'll put them in right here after he's done laughing. And there you go. So anyways, I'm going to kind of wrap this up. We're all hungry, right? I have menus somewhere. I don't know. Oh, I have them right here. We get some Chinese food delivered, huh?
No.
Why?
No Chinese, Bob. We've been doing...
Well, we can get Mugu Gai Pan. Mugu?
Let's go to my mom's house. We'll get some Pakistani food.
Buddy, Mugu Gai Pan.
No.
No.
Why is it not good?
It's not good.
Dude, here's the problem with you.
Oils.
Buddy, here's the problem with you. First of all, oil's okay. Oil, you just said oils, like that's bad.
Oil.
It's fine.
Baby oil.
Buddy, this is what it's bugs me good. About you. You ready?
Hurt nobody.
This is what bugs me about Fatty Bumbalatty, okay? Is that when you, right?
Yes.
When you pick and choose when what you want, it's good. We got to fight about wings about this.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, you fuck, okay? No, you're wrong. I can have wings. I can have hot sauce. Hot sauce.
You were sick. That was the point.
No, you said, dude, wings. You wanted to go get fucking.
None of us are here anymore. This is a wing argument. We all just leave.
Yeah.
Drive safely. Have a good show tonight.
Listen. Your wings are not fattening.
Yeah, they are. They're fucking fried.
Who said that? No, listen. The diet I'm on. Listen to me. I want you to hear this, okay? What's your name again?
Umar.
I'm not calling you that. Listen, Joey. Omar. Joe, listen. Joe, listen to me. The wings, the diet I'm on is no sugar, no grains. I can't have carbohydrates or sugars. Mm-hmm. Now, the wing sauce can have sugar in them, but a hot wing sauce, right, or just a dry, has nothing. Yeah. Or an Old Spice, whatever. That's, you know, Old Bay.
You did a lot of research into
this. So, I really did. Now, the oil, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? It's not... They fry the wing with no breading. As long as there's no bread, it's just the wing itself.
Okay.
A naked wing dried is fine for me to eat.
Okay.
I can have a wing. Okay?
Okay.
I can have vegetables. Okay?
That's not an issue.
Hang on. Vegetables? A Mugu Gai Pan is vegetables and chicken. Okay?
I don't know, man.
It is.
Okay.
Now, if I get the sauce on the side... Right, and dip, I'm better off.
Yeah, but
Yeah. You want to go? You want to go get a salad? You, is he? Are these two getting salads?
Well, kinda, it seems like a drug addict trying to convince us weed isn't a real drug. Yeah,
well, then, well, actually, weed's not a real drug. Yeah.
Right. All
right.
Yeah.
Right. If I dip my crack.
As long as it's not cut with anything. Right.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Here's what bothers me being leaving out. This wasn't late night where we had no options. This was 10 a.m. in the morning. He wanted to drive to a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Everything's open.
No! You, listen, first of all.
He's waiting for him to roll the gate up.
Yeah. All right, here's the deal. I want to just let you know that you're a rat.
I trusted you, you motherfucker.
I trusted you. And you fucking right. told these
You're supposed to be cradled to the grave, motherfucker.
You're just a fat rat.
You're dead
rat.
To me, Stabby, baby. You're
oh,
dead.
Oh, yeah, you're a fucking dead. You take your poster and stick it right up
right,
your ass.
Uh-huh.
Wait in the Buffalo Wild Absolutely. Parking lot.
Eat Mugu guy Listen, panel man. Your dead body, you son of a bitch.
All right, so what are you? Where do we go for lunch?
My mom's house.
I'm not going to
I'm
your
mom's.
Oh.
We'll do a quick Yelp. I'm sure there's stuff around. Get a nice
what?
Salad.
Go to Hamden.
We went last night to Honey Pig. You had no problems with those sauces.
We had very few sauces.
Buddy, I've never seen somebody dip. Dude, you took my sauce. You took my sauces.
Wait. Floodgates are open. Can you wait, so you can eat barbecue?
Yeah.
We
yeah.
can do barbecue.
Where's barbecue?
In
Hamden.
It's sugary though. The American barbecue's tough.
Oh, you're right. They are sugar based.
Opposed to
what?
Korean.
What? Oh,
Korean barbecue.
That's just straight up meat. That's fine.
Oh God, where do you want it? What are we getting? Salads? I'm just gonna go and sleep. I'd rather sleep. I'd rather just shut my body down.
On the next episode of Sauce It Up, Stabby Baby will give his views on. It's just sauces, man.
Let's just all get Bravo turkey sandwiches.
There you go.
What is that?
Fourth time, baby.
Panera.
No, fuck Panera,
Panera has,
dude.
Why?
What are we, soccer moms eating at Panera?
Dude, Panera has great salads.
They have good salads.
And they have great cream of broccoli soup.
Dude, don't
Can
eat
I have
their
that?
Soup.
No, you can't,
no, you
fatty.
Can't. It's
cream flour,
based.
Cream based. Has flour in it. Because you fucked me in front of all these people. Now I got
it's
you, fatso.
Not as bad as waiting for a Buffalo Wild Wings to open.
Right.
That's crazy.
You know, nobody likes you, Joey. Not even your students. All right, and Brian.
That's on the
Brian's
record.
Never painting you.
In my head, I'm like, is he a little bit serious?
Oh, I love you, Joey.
Dude, like, me and, like, a couple other comics will be texting, like, in a group chat, and one of them will say something mean about me, and then I have to send them an individual text, like, you're just kidding, right? Because that's how low my self-esteem is.
Validation.
I think we all, listen, man, this is the best part of our comics. We all have these egos that will allow us to get on stage after anybody, anywhere, mm-hmm. shit, or 10,000 people or five people that want to kill you, and still go up and try to be funny,
yeah.
and have the, and have the ego. I can do it, but we're also like we have the worst self esteem of anybody walking there.
Oh my God, totally.
It's when these two worlds collide.
Yeah,
is when you get good comedy. But right. we're literally the worst of the worst. Of narcissistic egomaniac
mm-hmm.
and just the most insecure people walking this fucking planet in the same human being. It's crazy.
It's awful.
Yeah, it is
it
awful.
It sucks.
Well, not as much for me because my self-esteem is better than yours because of where I'm at in the business. But
I thought we were going to relate. No, right. just shitting
right.
on me.
Wait, reel it in, Joey.
I'm kidding.
Reel it in, Joey.
Yeah, sorry.
No,
I've got a bunch of shifts at school.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right.
Yeah
you should try for a principal position.
I got a master's degree to be called a faggot by a second grader.
I'm not deleting that. Liz,
oh, no.
That's on you.
Leave it in.
No, don't say that.
Yes.
Shut up. I'm not deleting it. Please
right.
shut up.
No, my name is Joey.
Uh-huh.
It's Joey.
Your last four of a social.
Now I'm legit scared.
No, you're fine.
As you should
no,
be,
I'm
Joey.
I'm fine.
Well, listen, this has been a great podcast. I want to thank Joey for coming on.
You're welcome.
Joey, what do you got coming up, buddy?
I will be at
the Auto Bar on December 10th. I'm featuring there at Downstairs Room. And then once a month, I host a showcase show that's really good. I'm having New York comics come down. Tim Dillon was supposed to do it, but he had to bail. But
where is it?
It's at Joe Squared Pizza.
Joe's?
Yeah, Joe Squared.
Isn't that hilarious?
No, it's great. We've sold out every month. We sold out every month.
You're not getting it. I called you Joey.
Joe Squared.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get it.
You really are a teacher.
You're gonna end up dead.
And shot. Yeah, it's called Gin and Jokes at Joe Squared. We're there the first Thursday of every month. Look us up on Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, it's good, man.
It's a great room, man.
We show.
Yeah.
I did it, a couple months ago. It's
yeah.
Awesome.
It's
all right, cool. Yeah. Maybe we should come down and do what's that other room we were gonna do?
Big Hunt.
We should do the Big Hunt,
dude.
And on and then we should do his show.
Do
on
my show on Thursday and come do Big Hunt on Friday.
We
Saturday.
Should do that. Let's try to get that money right.
Wait. Yeah, for real. I would love that.
That'd be great. That'd be great. All right. Thanks, brother. What's your Twitter? You got your Twitter?
Yeah.
Or do you want to not give that up?
_A_con.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
And, Brian, what do you got, buddy?
I'm working on a podcast. Actually, it's already done, but I don't know when they're going to release it. I worked on a podcast cover for Phil Hanley and Joe Mackey and Sam Morril. He showed you that, right? Did he bounce it off you?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I love it. I gave him a couple notes.
Yeah. And, so he may come back with some tweaks, but yeah. That one's fun.
What's it called again?
Keeping Joe.
Yeah.
So it's all about keeping Joe from leaving.
Yeah, well,
actual we're, podcast, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're looking at that for Riotcast right now.
Oh, cool.
So,
excellent.
We're checking it out. But yeah, I love the artwork.
And
so that's great.
I'm working on a poster that you don't know you're doing, an event, a charity that you're not aware of in Boston. So there will be an illustrated Bob Kelly
yeah,
poster
maybe,
coming
maybe
soon.
Yeah, we'll maybe we'll do, maybe we'll... I have ideas for the, you remember the Sopranos photo where they had the whole cast in it
uh-huh.
and he was just sitting there?
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to do that for the YKWD
uh-huh.
with all the, of course, the core comics.
Yeah.
And then on the, and they just goes out and out and out
uh-huh.
into comics with me,
yeah.
of course, being Tony Soprano. In the middle, and then you know, I wanted to do something like that. I don't know if she talked to you about that. Debbie talked to you about that.
She got in touch, said, "Hey, would you do something?" I said, "Yeah, we can do something."
Well,
and that was about it.
I think that's we'll talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But something for the pod. Mm-hmm. We'll see about it. All right, great. Well, dude, thanks for coming on, man.
Appreciate it.
I love
it,
your work, man, and I love that you love it. That's the greatest thing that you
yeah,
love.
Yeah, it's fun,
it.
You know.
Yeah, it's dude, it's awesome. It's great, and you help comics out a lot, man. I tell you, when you can put that image up, and people respond to it.
Yeah, a lot of it's like, oh, I could do better than that, and it's like I don't even need to spend that much time on it, and it's like,
yeah.
I did a thing, and I immediately regretted it. I said, I put it on Twitter and Instagram. I said, all right, 5-minute flyers. Give me what you're doing, and I'll do it in 5 minutes. I mean, you know,
yeah.
give or take.
Yeah.
And I immediately got too bombarded. So I said, all right, it's cut off. I had to take it down. I did about 7 of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do this. It's going to be like, and I was only up for like, you know, a couple hours.
Right.
I was like, I can't do this.
Right.
Yeah. I'm stressed.
You're doing 23-minute flyers.
yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to do one. You know, I'm just going to try that out. It's more of a promotion thing. And I think I'm going to try some more similar things that aren't as stressful yeah. as far as getting too many requests immediately.
Wednesday night, 8:30, Subway, subs.
Exactly.
$1 shrimp candy pizza.
Wow. I literally left it on and then you fucking I you saved me. All right, man.
Yeah, at comedy artwork.
At comedy
on most,
artwork.
Most social media things at comedy artwork.
Thank you for coming on, brother.
Appreciate it.
Hope you had a good time. What do you got, brother?
My mom's basement. I'll be there.
Do you live in your mom's
Subway?
Basement?
No, not anymore.
Did you live in your mom's basement?
My grandmother's basement.
Really? Yeah. What happened?
It was a very depressing time.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Why?
There was no windows down there.
But there's no windows in the basement.
No. And so I was going through shit. It was weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look at man. I used to live in my grandmother's basement. There was no windows, but I used to like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, you know, at my grandma's house. I had the TV down there, mm-hmm. like a little chair. You know, you could sleep on the couch. You didn't
beat off next to the water heater.
Yeah, just that fucking angry snake.
That's more like, yeah.
Right.
Hear people flushing upstairs.
You didn't like it, huh?
No.
Sad? Were you there because you couldn't afford to get anywhere else?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
I mean, I'm still there. I mean, I own the house now. She died.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. So I could.
She gave you the house though.
Upstairs. Yeah.
You own it.
Yeah.
You have to pay the taxes.
Yeah. It's a weird situation.
Can you afford it?
No.
So what are you gonna do?
Stealing electricity.
Buddy, don't say that on my show, because I don't want to have to go to court for you.
It really is a wire themed episode. It truly is.
It really is. Buddy, are you kidding?
So sad.
Are you kidding me? So, can I just say something? You bought the house. I mean, she gave it. She passed away.
Yeah.
Of natural causes, right?
And I killed her.
I ain't staying in the basement no more. Nanny, come down here for a sec. Uh-huh. Just push your face.
Bury
push
her down there.
Push your face against the hot
come
pipe.
Gwendolyn. Let me talk to you, Gwendolyn.
Let me ask you, so she passed away and she left the house to you.
Well, you know, black people don't leave stuff to people. We just was like, I'm here now and it's mine.
I don't know if that's how the law works.
Yeah.
Well, my
black law.
My name's on the deed, whatever. So
it's your house.
Yeah.
So are there other family members living there?
Unfortunately.
Is that the problem?
Yeah.
So did you move somebody in the basement?
Nobody's in the fucking basement anymore.
Nobody's
I didn't want to put that on anybody.
So everybody lives together and you have a hard time living with these other people.
Yeah.
And do you have does everybody chip in to pay the bills?
No,
so how are you paying the taxes?
Hosting at Magoobies.
Yeah, hosting at Magoobies, whatever I can pull together.
What other job do you have?
Do I really want to talk? This shitty, it's not shitty. It's a great job.
It's a great place.
You told me about it.
Yeah, yeah. And they're very supportive of me doing comedy. They really try to.
And they came to the show.
They come to the show. Oh. You know, white people, they don't have to be that nice to me, but they are.
Because white people are nice, man.
They can
We're
be.
Not bad people.
No.
Not at all.
We're not, man. There's a very small majority that are fucking terrible. and they get a bad rap.
You said majority. A very small majority.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oh, I thought he did small... on purpose. That was funny. Yeah.
Shut up. Okay. Joey.
Shut up, Joey.
The alt-right.
Listen, buddy. Are you going to be all right?
No.
After the show, I'm worried about...
Everything's
great right now.
I'm living my dream. I'm working on doing this shit, man. I'm a comic.
Well, let's not get... I mean, you're, you know, okay. But,
oh, my God. I mean, put the car whoa, in front
buddy.
Of the horse
whoa,
there.
Buddy.
I'd say you're a floor manager first. And then,
oh, my God.
But, no.
I'm emceeing, you know?
That's good stuff. That's good stuff, as I would, you know, people say.
Yeah.
No, dude. I'm
keep your head up.
Are you trying to get the fuck out of here? Or are you just trying to get better here?
I want to go wherever I can go. I don't want to just leave Baltimore together.
Are you going to leave?
I want to travel.
When you leave that house, are you going to leave that house to them, or are you going to sell it?
No, I feel like I'm the most responsible nigger I know.
Wow, so I'd love to name the podcast that.
Right. I would love to.
I don't think I can. Right.
So
what the
I feel like,
fuck?
I feel like it's Absolutely. Up to me to like improve everything, so I can't just walk away.
I think that was an ill-placed N-word.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very ill-placed. I'm offended. I closed my jacket when he said, oh my.
Listen.
Is it drafty in here?
You know, there's like a lot of black families that have gone through the same thing. Like their dead parents' name is still on the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But you're the best one.
Yeah, I'm like the best out of all that.
Right? Here we go.
Best grandson.
I call myself black, but I'm in a nigger situation. So
can
I have
you
to
stop
describe
saying,
it.
For the love of God, you say it like a white person.
All right, you're not going to Jason's.
Really
you're not going to Jason's house.
I'm not
anymore.
Welcome to Jason's house either.
Yeah, dude,
he's really landing at ER. He's really sticking it.
It's really.
Where's the A? It should be a term of endearment.
Yeah, dude,
it's
you
like Mississippi burning. Yeah, you,
you're saying it like a guy from Comic Con would say. All right. Well.
But I'm doing his show.
January.
That's great, man.
I'm also doing Towson University January 15th. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
My Twitter is Valance Michael. Instagram, Val Kilmore. I think that's clever.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's not clever. It's cool.
It's yeah, cool. Yeah. Okay.
Instagram best nigga.
Best nigga I
the
know.
The best nigga I know. Underscore.
Yeah. That your
that is Snapchat.
That's gonna be your autobiography title.
Yeah, but the N word spelled with the at symbol.
Yeah. Like,
best nagga I know.
All right, go ahead.
What else?
I don't know. It's a lot.
That's it.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to survive, though.
You? I hope so.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. You will. You'll survive. Dude, yeah. You seem like a very resourceful...
I got
to... What?
No. Shut up.
You're very resourceful one of you.
Yeah, I think we found a loophole just right now.
Absolutely.
It's
a cheat code.
Yeah.
It was fun. Racial cheat code.
It was fun hanging out with
one of you
couple ones.
All right, on to the next one.
Oh, right. Oh, shit.
What's up, man?
What's up?
What do you got going?
Yeah, Jason Williams here. Tons of colleges, clubs. The easiest way is make it simple. Go to jasonwilliamscomedy.com. Yeah. That's WEEMS.
Yep.
And Instagram's Jason Williams Comedy, and Twitter's at Jay Williams Comedy.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah,
Man. I hope you get back on stage soon and start. Because I went through that same stuff,
yeah.
Man. Where it was like I was at the Cellar, I was hosting a lot, I was improvising a lot, and then I go on the road, and I had around 30, 45 minutes, maybe. I didn't do an hour.
Yeah.
So I was doing a lot of improv. My improv right up front,
mm-hmm.
Just what's up? Boom, bang, boom, and. I had to stop and
right.
Just go into my jokes as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
Because I had to learn to make the jokes as strong as the mm-hmm. improv. So when I can dip in and out and they don't know where it is.
Yeah,
I think
the flow doesn't change.
I mean, look, there are some guys who just improv.
Yeah.
And they do it well.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think it's at a point.
It caps off.
I don't know, you're just leaving yourself out there.
Right,
I think
right.
Learning how to become a better joke, a better performer, a better joke writer, learning that the structures and
mm-hmm.
you know how to do it, I think is important.
Yeah, because my jokes come about organically.
Yes.
I don't write anything, it's just me talking shit.
It
typically comes out of a riff.
Yeah, but you should learn how to maybe fucking structure that a little bit.
Right.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I never saw Patrice with a notepad either.
Yeah.
But he had an amazing memory.
Got you.
And he could do, and he did his jokes.
Mm-hmm.
When he did his jokes, he allowed for that freedom in there, but
yeah.
He could do it just the joke.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And his jokes were so fucking powerful
mm-hmm.
and so slow. The buildup was so slow sometimes. You're like, what the fuck? Is this going to be funny?
Going?
And then all of a sudden, bam, 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 bam,
right.
bam. And you're like, what the fuck?
Just
so,
happened.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's good, man. Well, nice to meet you, bro.
Likewise.
All right, I'll see you later. What's up with you, Stavi, baby?
Stavi, baby, on Instagram, on Twitter, Stav Comedy. Also, listen to Come Down, Coming to Rodcast.
Yeah, that's going to fucking fly with NBC and Nabisco.
Yeah, we're talking about Stavi, baby. I'm on a podcast called
Come Down. Right. Come call to sec.
Brian's actually going to do the poster for that.
What? What?
Just tripping and cheering.
Oh, God.
Yes. And then also
why come down? Can we just change it now? Look, I'm going to tell you this. I've told you this story. I told you what's going to happen. You'll never be able to promote it on TV.
Yeah.
Well, when Riotcast, the network that I own
right.
with my friend,
mm-hmm.
when I first joined it, it was called Glory Hole Network.
Okay.
So I'm on Red Eye one night, and like, what do you want me to promote? I was like, oh, I'm on my new podcast is on Glory Hole. Whoa, 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 whoa. You can't say that. And I was like, oh, my God. I immediately changed it to Riotcast. Because I'm not fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, I want to do shit above my podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, where you can promote something. You're never.
Yeah, but it's fine. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Change the fucking name and
that's
fucking
what you're
move
do.
And become bigger in the business.
I guess.
If Zach Galifianakis was between two pussies, he would have changed it. I think that was the original name. And it was just ladies naked with their big bushes. He changed it to ferns.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know, dude. I mean, it's just a thought.
Yeah.
I know you have a lot of Cumtown fans, and the show is really popping off.
Right.
And you're like, oh, you know, and that's why they kind of like it.
I think that's the problem. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but fuck them.
I don't know. I kind of, it's, I feel like we're too,
don't necessarily disagree with you, but I think it's part of what makes.
I really hope you get success this year, like incredible success, and you have to dump it all. I hope you have that decision. My phone rings late at night. I don't know what to do. Me and Nick are working hard. We're making good money, but I mean, they're offering me a lot, and this is gonna be a great job. I get to work with Will Sasso. I mean, I love Will Sasso.
Joe Osteen.
Hopefully you'll never have to make that decision, but it's a great show. It's kicking off, so make sure you check him out. And again, go to become a premium member. Get the app, iTunes, Android, the YKWD app. Join $1.99 a month. If you haven't done it yet, just fucking do it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. Just do it. Stop not doing it. Stop what you're doing right now and just go do it. Anyways, the ones who joined, I love you to death. You guys are the best fans in the world. I love when you see these guys at shows and you heard them on this show. You know what I ask you to do? You go up and you tell them you heard them on the YKWD. And make sure you follow us, our comedy. See us live, because that's what we really do. These shows, we do these podcasts to entertain you in between what we really do, and that's stand-up comedy. So come see us live. Support live comedy. And we'll see you next time. You guys are the best. You know what, dude? Podcast.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they're all free.